Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis, MD.
And Audra Smith, RN.
Happy to bring you DocX MD's Funny Feelings. Answers to puzzlers for everyday mind and body sensations about why we do what we do that we all experience but don't fully understand. Illusory superiority. That's today on DocX MD and Audra RN's Funny Feelings.
Yeah, get up there and wham! A homa! Wham! Another homa!
Doc, know-it-all folks think their behavior is socially acceptable.
Odd, the attitude called illusory superiority causes many a watchful eye to see these actions as totally unbearable.
Ugh.
An all-knowing mindset stems from holding an unfounded illusion that it's okay to grossly overestimate personal abilities while underestimating negative traits. Illusory superiority carries with it a massive self-opinion that leads to frequent destructive behavioral fates. Three attitudes drive illusory superiority: inflated self-assessment of abilities, undeserved future optimism,
an illusion of control without humilities.
Illusory superiority fuels an unearned higher esteem than others endorse. Yet the behavior partially forms worldviews on how others perceive us as a credible source. We often accept filtered evaluations from academic, work, and athletic performance, along with personal and social relationships.
But the bulk of exaggerated personal popularity and importance comes from self-ego-driven scripts.
The Downing effect associates illusory superiority and IQ. People with illusory superiority and a below-average IQ tend to overestimate their intelligence quotient with every story they tell. Illusory superiority also surfaces with individuals with an erroneous view of their driving ability as well. Regardless of past driving FOPAs, most drivers rate themselves superior to others on driving skills.
This unauthentic bias frequently undermines perceptions of what is safe and what is a reckless hazard that kills.
The Dunning-Kruger effect describes individuals mistakenly explaining their strength, attractiveness, competence, and ability to be greater than true, while conversely, highly skilled individuals tend to underestimate their relative talents,
assuming that tasks easy for them are also easy for others, too.
When it comes to managing illusory superiority and valuing true self-importance and achieving warranted goals, it's often not who holds the controls. Rather, it's a funny feeling to know honoring others and humbly maximizing one's creative brain
frequently delivers the highest deserved and welcome gain.
Okay, I'm ready to win again.
In cooperation with KAMU-FM, I'm Dr. Alan Zanakis, MD.
And Audra Smith, RN.
It's a pleasure to bring you DocX MD's Funny Feelings, answers to puzzlers for everyday mind and body sensations about why we do what we do that we all experience but don't fully understand.